All right, well, I told you I was going to tell you a little bit more about what Rogation Day is all about, right? Because it's some folks have heard a lot about Rogation Day, and others it's kind of a more obscure thing. Kind of depends on where you come from. But it is, as I mentioned to the folks outside, the word rogation comes from the Latin rogare, and it means to ask. And so it's a time, this is a time of the year. This actually, today is Rogation Sunday, but the next several days are actually the Rogation Days. And this is this time of the year where we ask for God's blessing on the land, on the crops, on our neighborhoods. And so this idea of God's presence being kind of within everything and just asking God to bless our places. And so back in the days of merry old England, when you had, your parish priest and everybody would march around the village and bless the land, the crops and the businesses and the homes and everything, they had this tradition that was called beating the bounds. Everybody heard of that? Beating the bounds came from the beating part came from a tradition of the priest walking around with a whip or a stick of cords or something like that, and the priest would actually beat things along the way to help people remember where the boundaries of the fields and the villages were. And the village children would come along, and the priest would also hit them with sticks to help them remember where the boundaries were, because they didn't have maps in those days, right? And so they figured a little bit of pain would help them to remember. There's a reason we don't do that anymore, right? That would not go over well if we tried to revive that tradition today. But I do think that there's something, not to beating people, but to going out into the neighborhood and recognizing the way that God orders and blesses everything in our daily lives. It's a practice that recognizes the sacred. It recognizes the sacred in life, in work, in things that grow, and in the hands that help them to grow. I mean, after all, what does Jesus tell us in our gospel reading for today? What is our task? It's to go and bear fruit, right? Fruit that will last. Now, those of us who know that are gardeners, we know that bearing fruit is not always the easiest thing to do, right? It can be a challenge. By the way, I should mention that yesterday was not only Star Wars Day, may the fourth be with you, but it was also Worldwide Naked Gardening Day. So if anybody was out there bearing fruit during that, good on you. I didn't try personally. But it can be, whether you're clothed or not, it can be tricky business trying to get things to grow. We might pour every bit of our expertise, every bit of our effort into growing. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it's a miserable failure, right? No matter how hard you work on it. We can't control, there are always things that we can't control. There are the bugs, there's the weather, there could be little things in the soil that we don't know about. There's all sorts of factors. And so you learn that to grow something is kind of a partnership. It's a partnership between you and the earth and between you and God. You give what you can give, but ultimately it's God's grace that lets it happen. We got to meet in the middle somewhere. And I don't think this just applies to gardening, right? I think this applies to any kind of work that we do. We might look for certainty, we might look for foolproof methods, we might look for, if I just do A, then B will result. But it doesn't always work that way. I can tell you in 20 plus years of working in the church, that's something that we try to do in the church all the time, right? We think that, oh, if we just have the right formula, if we just have the right liturgy, if we just have the right announcement, whatever it is, we're going to get people flocking in the doors and then everything will be fine. And then something happens, and maybe a pandemic or maybe a huge shift in society, or maybe Christianity becomes more of a dirty word than a cultural norm. And all of a sudden, our formulas don't work anymore. and we become discouraged, and we might even become depressed. And I think we could find a way out of this discouragement if we took a lesson from Rogation, the Rogation days, and this practice of recognizing our boundaries. And I don't mean boundaries in the way that we talk about them a lot nowadays as far as like what we allow into our lives, but more in that classic sense of boundaries, like lines on a map. We don't plant our crops over here. We only plant them over here because, you know, we look at the map and we see that we can only go this far and there's a boundary in somebody else's land. We don't try to take from other people. We work together. We're a village that works together. We recognize each other's boundaries. And then we become aware of where and how we need to push through with our own efforts and where we need to just stop and let God's grace take over. And if we do this, I think we become partners with God, as I mentioned. And this, I think, is exactly what Jesus is talking about when he says, "I call you friends." Right? What does that mean, to be friends with God? A friendship is a reciprocal relationship, right? There's give and take. You're not friends with people who just take from you. I mean, you might be, but you might want to get rid of those friends because that's not a good relationship. Friends, Jesus points out, friends give up things for each other up into the point of their own lives. And the other thing about friendship is we might think that we choose our friends, but really it's not all that true. I think most of the people, at least that I know, that I call friends are people that I encountered initially through circumstances that were totally out of my control. I have some friends that are people that I met just completely happenstance, happened to be in the same place at the same time, and then we somehow connected and grew that relationship. The choice comes from deciding to maintain and grow that relationship and to recognize one another's limitations and to recognize each other's boundaries and to know what you can expect from them and what they can expect from you. And so when Jesus says, "You didn't choose me, I chose you," he's telling us that God has entered into that same sort of relationship with us, that God has chosen to enter into a relationship of reciprocity with us. Now, that might sound crazy, right? Because what could we possibly give to God in return? Do we just take from God? Or do we have something that we can give to God in return? I think that we can give our thanks. We can give our intentions. We can give ourselves so that God might work in us so that we can bear fruit. And so that's where we're reminded that our work, whatever it is, whatever kind of work we do, it matters. Because if we're friends with God, then our work is going to lead other people into that same relationship. And not only that, but instead of frustration and disappointment and constantly trying to push through, our work can bring us joy. Jesus says that our joy may be complete, full, accomplished, satisfied, that we would have the joy of having everything that we need and not needing anything else. That we might know that we've done everything that we can do, that we've done our best, and that we let God take the rest. That's when we transform work into sacred work. And when I say work, I don't necessarily mean a job. It can mean anything that you do in your life. It can be growing something. It could be building something. It could be caring for someone. It can be teaching or leading. Anything, whatever it is, God uses it to become a piece of this mosaic, this grand mosaic of his plan for salvation for the world. And so the beauty of this idea of beating the bounds, of going out, of looking for the signs of God in the neighborhood, is we get to see the role that everyone, from the farmer to the garbage collector to the kids playing in the park, everyone has a role to play in making a place what it is. And we have our roles too, in our places that we live and in the kingdom of God. And those roles are uniquely ours. We have fruit to bear that only we can bear, us uniquely, each one of us. And this is the fruit that will last. And this is the fruit that'll stand the test of time. And so Jesus says, I do not call you servants any longer, but I've called you friends. So friends, let's get to work and see what we can grow. Amen.
Amen. Amen.